Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so tonight we're going to be looking at a Hebrew word named Yod, but it's not just the Hebrew word Yod, but the power of the tongue. I recently got injured, and while we're at the church that we go to with Vero, I'm leaving, and there's a Charles Capps book. I grab it. It's about healing. I believe I've read it before, but take it anyways. You want to get healed? Yeah, humble yourself. Do it by any means. Get healed. No, I'm not going to get healed that way. Gratefully, Rachel had somebody pray for me. I get real embarrassed about healing. I shouldn't. I don't know why. I don't think women have that problem. But with a lot of men, we're like cats. Don't like to talk about it. But as I'm reading it, some of the stuff he's saying, the book and reading it was in line with what Yahweh was working inside me. And it's really neat what comes back with the testimony. Because I'm reading it, it's a Charles Capps book. He's talking about speaking the word. Speaking the word. And as I'm looking at what he's saying, and he quotes Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And this word power is the hand. It's Yod. It could be the hand. And we'll look at the first usage, and here's what the hand represents. And if you look at the theological word book of the Old Testament, I've given all you guys a copy of it. It's 4 pages long on one word. What does this word mean? So death and life are in the yod of the tongue. What is this thing? And I'm looking at this, and he like on page 2, as he's writing something, Yahweh's communicating something. It's wonderful when we're being obedient. And all of a sudden, more information is coming in, and as I'm reading about the power of the tongue, and everything you see was created with words by Yahweh. Everything. Everything. This paper. All these things. And as I'm reading this, a light bulb turns on. Yahweh designed all these things. And all these things will respond to Him. Even if they don't have ears. Because He's the designer. Mm-hmm. And Christ speaking to a fig tree didn't have ears. Why did it respond? And Yahweh's word, when we are in line with Him and His word, is like a passcode to the impossible. It unlocks things. Christ speaks to a fig tree, it's dead. Nobody else could do that. How did you do that? And then He goes back, verily I say unto you, have the faith of Elohim, or faith of Yahweh. Have Yahweh's faith. And then he goes on to speaking unto a mountain. Well, how can you speak to a mountain? Oh, that's not literal. Wait a minute. Christ spoke to a dead man, Lazarus, his friend. Doesn't have ears. He responded. He spoke to storms. And we're all familiar with that. Christ was the Son in the image of Yahweh. The Son of Elohim. If Yahweh's your father and Elohim, that makes you an Elohim. And He acted like an Elohim. He didn't act like a son of man. And we look at this, and Yahweh starts going, where do we see words unlock power? If this is Amazon, how do I access Amazon's computer database? Do you know how big their computers are? They talk about Google's databases. It's like warehouses of servers. I can access Google's warehouse of servers? How? Well, with this, you have to first give permission to Google to listen to you, which I won't, because Google's not Yahweh. But how do you access Google? What do you say? Okay, Apple. What do you say to Apple phones?
Siri.
Siri. As soon as you say Siri, what is that? What does the Apple phone do? Ding. Yes. It responds just like that. The designer of Apple put a passcode into the phone that if you give it permission, it's always listening. And it won't respond to anything else. You have to say Siri. Somebody could be yelling at the phone, screaming at the phone, talking, nothing's going to work. It doesn't work. No, you can't. You have to follow the directions of the designer. Google, okay Google, all of a sudden, yes. With the capital of Djibouti. I did that once, and it said Djibouti. Oh, Djibouti. Okay, here this is. Okay. Alexa, what time is it in Chicago? Ding. And these things, which would appear to be witchcraft, Charles Capps was dead. If he could see what we have access now, he's going, That's what he's trying to explain about Yahweh's word. All these things we see, that wall, that lamp. And Christ was trying to unlock to go, guys, to restore the identity. Who is our Father? But just like Christ, the first thing you have to do is you have to give, just like the phone, we have to give Yahweh permission to get access. There has to be a consensual. And that's where the covenant comes in. When I give Google access, which I won't, it can listen to me all the time. It will respond, yeah, there's pros and cons, but they're evil. No, I'm not going to give them access. But when we make a covenant with Yahweh, they say, I want to be your servant. I'll serve you forever. He said, great. I don't want you to serve me like a man. I want you to serve me like an Elohim. Get to work. So when we do things, Christ, he would do things, and he'd be looking at people going, why is this... easy for me to say, but Christ is going, why are you marveling at these things? We've never seen it before, but the identity was lost. But there's passcodes to everything. Think about my phone. When I go to my phone, you can't access my phone unless you do a thing. Once it's on there, okay, you're in. We do that with Yahweh's word. We can do that. Your leg will respond to Yahweh's word. Now, we'll kind of go on a segue. Now, what's real, where I wanted to go, I don't know if there'll be enough time for it, is that with the faith and the speaking of the word, there's more than meets the eye, because Moses was a prophet, right?
Right.
And what did Yahweh have him do when he's cornered between the Red Sea and Kamala Harris? Ah! Kamala's coming! Ah! He said, use your staff. Why would I have to use a staff? Use your staff. And then if you start reading about Elijah and Elisha, you start looking at these people who have the Ruah, they have the understanding of how to act like a sons of Elohim, but there's times that Yahweh is waiting for us to use tools with it. So it's not always, no, just speak, no, that didn't work. It's more than that, because we look at Elijah, so here's Elijah, and I've never seen this before. He goes to the Jordan. Problem. What does he do? I don't know what he did. Well, I know what he did. I don't know what his thinking was. But can you imagine he goes to the Jordan? Move! Didn't move. Didn't move from Moses. What did Moses do? Moses had a staff, okay? And what does he do with his mantle? Like Moses' staff. He hits it. And here's deductive reasoning, tools, and checking in with Yahweh. And then what happened with Elijah when he receives the Ruah, or when he receives his anointing, or whatever you want to call his mission? He comes back, split it. So he would have split if he didn't hit it. Probably not. Other tools. Think about the tools. If you just start reading these the man of Elohim, axe head, fell in the water. Well, speak to it. No, throw a stick. Throw wood in the water and it'll float. Okay, so the tools. So it's a real important for, as we go into the power, to also go, it's not just simple. But we should go into things and say, what tools do we have? And because later on, death is in the pot of man of El. And anytime it says man of God, it's talking about a prophet. They never talk about anybody else that's not a prophet as a man of El. But the man of El, the Fugius cave, is poisonous. What does he do? He doesn't speak to it. What does he say? Put meal or flour or something in. But what does that do? And so these are lessons for us with healing or things to activate the unseen, to be going, what do I need a tool in this? I don't have a staff, or I don't have a mantle. What do you got? I got a shoe. Throw your shoe at it. And then we start unlocking the supernatural. As I was reading and going through this, I was reading about this, the man of Elohim. They're using tools. And who else used tools? The scriptures, there's tools everywhere. What do you got? And Yahweh will multiply what you got. But be thinking as we walk out and walk into the supernatural, be ready that if Moses needed tools, you're probably going to need tools.
Yeah.
If Elijah and Elisha needed tools, you're probably going to need tools. So if your words and your authority don't work the way you want it, don't. Okay, what else you got? Jesus Christ went to heal somebody that was blind, and what happened? With one, he said, I see men as trees. He went, And that's what we should be prepared as we walk into the supernatural. And as I was doing that, my wife made me so proud, a new immigrant here, watching the Trump rally in here, and I'm not having to lead her about this spiritual war. She's on it. Hey, Trump rally's in here, and she's watching. I'm going, you know how proud that makes me? That most Christians are cowards with it. They won't even do it, or, oh, that's not that big of a deal. But she's leading in that area, and I come in here, and we're watching it, and I'm stressed. This is some heavy stuff. And I said, we need to pray. I need you to pray. And do you know what she prays? And I might not get this right, but this is what I was communicated. And I think I put my head on her lap, and I'm like, we need to minister. I'm just talking about the words, everything being locked. Yahweh's communicating this book, this leather. Everything will respond to His word. If Yahweh spoke to this book, would it move?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had my head on her lap, she starts saying, in the book of Ezekiel, Yahweh told Ezekiel to speak to bones.
Mm-hmm.
Let's turn to Ezekiel 37, and then we're going to go into the power of the Yod of the tongue and the mouth. So Ezekiel 37, Daniel, Ezekiel. That's about page 830, yeah, 829. And Ezekiel's with these illustrations, it does not appear to be literal. But Yahweh, everything in here is written, it's an instruction manual. He authored all of it. He's teaching us. But if somebody would read, we'll do 36:1 first, and then we'll go to chapter 37. But these are going to be illustrations. Who speaks to a rock or to a tree, or who speaks it? I'm pretty good at it, but I'm not exercising it to the ability that I should be. And recently, when Yahweh put on me, act like a son of El. Okay, I curse Kamala Harris. I curse the Democrats. I speak blindness over them. I release it. Yahweh, you say you are blessed when I bless it. Don't just pray about it. Do something. Yahweh did that to Moses. Do something. Okay, you don't know left from right. You guys can't sleep. Okay, if King Ahasuerus couldn't sleep, then take their sleep and have them cut. And you, all of a sudden you start getting in line. Okay, that's what an Elohim would do. Not just a man kind of help. Hey, you got some time? Help. Be like, no. Yeah. But we'll walk out. And as we start walking out, we're learning how to walk on water. And sometimes we won't get the results we want, but is He glorified? Yes. And He'll take your hand, and Christ did that with Peter, and went, Peter, man, you almost had it. Well, we look at Peter and go, man, who else walked on water? But Christ could see what could have been. And in our lives, I still look at Peter. I can't compare myself to Peter. But Christ goes, Peter, you were this close. This close to what? We won't know now. Get back in the boat. And I believe John Lennon believes that they walk back together. So I have a painting of them walking back to the boat. It doesn't say that. But still, Peter, you're this close. What could he have done? I don't know. That's our lives. We do get a healing. We do get one thing, but it's going to go, no, each day is to act like a son of Elohim. And here's Christ going, you almost had it, Peter. Chapter 36, verse 1. Thou therefore, son of man, prophesy to the mountains of Israel, and thou shalt say. He's telling them to speak to a mountain, just like Christ did. He's telling them to prophesy to a mountain. Now go to chapter 37. And you start reading this, and it's these dry bones. They go to verse 4. Then he said to me, prophesy over these bones, and thou shalt say unto them. And this was, I always thought this was very, I just recently, I didn't always think this. When I see a problem, whether it's cancer or a broken bone, I try to speak the results, and I almost not ignore, but I'm not even going to be look at it. I don't want to know how bad it is. I'm just going to speak it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But here, this reminds me of something my dad would do. Well, let's just address what's literally here. And what is Yahweh telling to say? Ye bones so dry. Wait a minute. No, no. I don't want to talk about how dry these bones are. I want to, but no, Yahweh goes, you speak how dry these bones are. Ye bones so dry. Hear the word of Yahweh. Thus saith my Lord Yahweh unto these bones. Speak to these bones. I mean, he's looking. Can these bones live? Do you know, O Lord? And then you get to see all the rest of it, this vision of these bones coming together, the sinew, and that's in chapter verse 7. And then verse 9. And he said unto me, prophesy unto the what?
Ruach.
Prophesy to the Ruach. Prophesy to the Ruach. Prophesy, son of man, and thou shalt say unto the Ruach, thus saith my Lord Yahweh, from the four, I don't know if that's Ruach also, Ruach,
yeah.
Come now, O Ruach! And he's speaking. What is that all about? And so he's, this is very odd behavior. And that's what he's called you and I to do, to choose each day to act like your dad. To speak. Unlocked in. Think about this. As you go to bed tonight, look at your wall. Can you change the color of a wall? Is it available?
Yes.
Is it available? All things are possible. And you can go to Yahweh and say, I want to speak to the pigment in a wall or do something. And you might get started and you might say, no, I tell you what, why don't you do this? But as you get started, does that bless him? When Peter, James, and John continue to speak up and volunteer themselves, what do you think Christ did? Thanks. Thank you. Yes. 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 And other people come, maybe. And maybe I'm more like the other people. But when you start going, I want to exercise the Ruah that you've given to me. A price has been paid. And to him who great things have been given, much is required. And if Peter was somewhat disappointing, not to me, but to Christ, when you almost had it, man. You almost had it. How much more so to us to walk out in faith as sons and daughters. And so now we'll look at, you can look at the handout. And most of the rest of the teaching I printed so that we won't miss anything. And so in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, death and life are in the power, and this is a Hebrew word, yad, of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And at the end of all this, at the end of the whole teaching, there is the theological word book of the Old Testament of going on and on and on and on of how this word and the power of it. It's like three or four pages. What is this word? So Yahweh, but if you turn to E.W. Bullinger and Dad will say, the first usage of a word is very important, how Yahweh uses it. It does something. It sets a standard. And the first usage of this word is in Genesis 3:22. Would somebody read that?
And it said, Yahweh Elohim, lo, man hath become like one of us in respect of knowing good and evil. Now therefore, lest he thrust forth his hand, or yod, and take even of the tree of life and eat and live two times age and mighty.
Okay, so Yahweh, with all of his word, it's a puzzle, it's a matrix for each one of us. Every word, even the genealogies or the things that bore you, all this, Ecclesiastes, don't want to read that. Lamentation, I don't want to read that either. And then I got to go, it's there for you.
Yeah.
It's all there. If we humble ourselves, he will work. And what's really a neat connecting, and the point of all of this is that Yahweh and Christ will work with us where we are. If we get started, if we humble ourselves. And recently, I have an iPad that never works, didn't work, and I finally got a new one, it's not connected. Is it have internet? Yes, it's got the power. It's an iPad, it's all connected. It's not working. And what I was forced to do is pick up the phone with my Bluetooth, and I call. So I pay for an insurance through these things. And I connected to somebody to help me do deductive reasoning to find out where the problem was. When we are ministering to a dead body or somebody in the streets, make sure you're connected. Are you in fellowship? If you're not in fellowship, stop. Mm-hmm. Go get in fellowship. And if my dad's doing CPR to somebody, don't just watch. Somebody go get on the phone. Hey, we're doing CPR to this guy. Check his purse or her purse. See if there's any meds in there. And you get connected to power. And as I'm doing this, connecting and humbling myself, and I'm learning to do that with technology, they start walking, do this, click this, check this, click this, and all of a sudden, boom. And that's, we have the Ruah. It's inside of us, so there's no problem with the Holy Spirit that's inside of us, right? Okay. And so the knowledge, what's the knowledge? If we're in fellowship with Him, He'll start saying, do this. Well, that doesn't even make sense. I've already tried that. You ever did that?
Yeah.
Turn it on and off.
I've done that.
I did that. I'll do it again. Oh, I must have did it differently. It worked. But now, we read underneath Genesis 3:22 is an example that made our Lord Yehoshua marvel. Yehoshua came here to mankind had lost its identity. It was meant to rule as sons and daughters of Elohim. And it was living like beasts of the earth for the most part. Now there's prophets and there's other things. And Yehoshua, it appears, a lot of times he's frustrated going, come on guys, come on guys, come on. Even Peter, you sunk. I'm like looking, going, man, lighten up is what I'm thinking. I would never say that. But here in Matthew 8:8, the centurion makes our Lord and Savior marvel because he understood the power of the Yod, or the Yod of the tongue, excuse me, not the power of the Yod. So we're reading, somebody read Matthew 8, just the 8 through 10, please.
But the centurion answering said, Lord, I am of no consideration that under my roof thou shouldest enter, but only say with a word, and healed shall be my servant. For I also am a man set under authority, having under myself soldiers, and I say to this one, go, and he goeth, to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Now Yehoshua hearing marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, with no one in Israel, such faith as this have I found.
Think of this centurion understanding something, authority and power. When we speak the word, think of it as a bird flying out of your mouth. Mm. A carrier pigeon is gone. Just release it. I understand authority. You are the son of the creator of the universe. He made all this. Release the word. And he did, and Christ went, wow, this is somebody who got it. And that's us. Everything that is created will respond to its designer, not just healing. And when we think about healing, maybe this sickness is something, maybe you don't want me healed or something like this. At Vero's church, the minister said something that's real important. He goes, I don't have to ask. He goes, sometimes people wonder if God or Yahweh wants them healed. He goes, when somebody goes, hey, I want to get saved, I want to make Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior, I don't have to go, hold on a second, let me ask, are you still accepting applications?
Yeah.
Do you still want it? No, because the scriptures say he wants it. Mm-hmm. The healing, he wants it. We know it is his will in heaven as it is on earth. Now we just get started, and if it doesn't work, it's not that big of a deal. We're going to get new bodies, right? But the purpose is, what are you doing with the time and the authority you have? And think about that. They said, what was it? Not Einstein. Edison, he was interviewed. The filament is a piece of metal that goes through it. So he had an idea, a gas chamber. You need some sort of piece of metal in there that's a high resistance, so it creates heat. The heat becomes a light. But the reporter says, you used 1,000 different elements before you found it. Maybe it was tungsten. I don't know what it was. Because you failed 1,000 times.
Yeah.
And he goes, I didn't fail 1,000 times. I found 1,000 ways it didn't work. And what a great way for us to go, okay, healings or whatever it is, to walk out. And now we're going to go back. Oh, and then underneath this, okay, so Yehoshua being marveled by the Yod of the tongue. The first time Yod was ever exercised by mankind, Genesis 2:19. Somebody read that.
Now Yahweh Elohim had formed from the ground every living thing of the field and every bird of the heavens, which he brought in unto the man, that he might see what he should call it. And whatsoever man should call it, any living soul that should be named there.
Think about that. Think about a dad coming with their dog. Come here, dog. Hey, tell him to sit. Tell him no. Now, these aren't children. Adam and Eve are full grown. But here's Yahweh going, whatever you call it, it's done. Well, why? Because it's in line with his will.
Yeah,
it's his design. He's going to respond, but this is the first thing they did is they named it. And here's all the different names. And what's neat about that in verse 2:19 is I never realized chapter 1 is all about Yahweh using his mouth. And so we'll just read Genesis chapter 1. I have underlined almost every. Either it says Yahweh said or Yahweh called. We're going to see it's everywhere. And so all of that, Yahweh said, Yahweh called. Yahweh said, Yahweh called. Yahweh said, Yahweh. You know how many times? I didn't do a thorough counting, but it's like 16 times. Do you see a pattern?
Yeah.
What's the first thing he does with his kids? You say, you call. You say, you call. Why? They're the images of Elohim. So here's Adam and Eve. You say, you call. You got it? Okay. There's the beginning. But we'll just... Genesis chapter 1. We don't have to read the whole thing, but I put it on there so you could see it. Verse 3. And Elohim said, light. Be. And light was. Boom! The power. Verse 5. Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And then it goes and explains it. Verse 6. And Elohim said, let there be expanses. And you go down to verse 8. And Elohim called the expanses heavens. And in verse 9. And Elohim said, let the waters under the heavens. Verse 10. And Elohim called the dry ground land, but the gathering together of the waters he called sea. Verse 11. And Elohim said, let there be the vegetations. Verse 14. And Elohim said, let there be luminaries. And then verse 20. And Elohim said, let the waters. Can you imagine the angels maybe watching this? I don't know if they were or they weren't watching all this. 22. And Elohim blessed them. How did he bless them? He spoke. He sang. In verse 24, and Elohim said, let the land be. And 26, and Elohim said, let us make mankind, Adam and Eve, in our image. And 28, and Elohim blessed them. Elohim said to them, be fruitful and multiply. And 29, and Elohim said, lo, I have given unto you. And then you get down to verse 3, and Elohim blessed the seventh day. How did he do it? And then that's the beginning of Genesis chapter 2, verse 39. And then that goes back, then it goes to 19. Adam and Eve, speak. Release the death and life from or in the yod of the tongue. then I just put that at 19. Now Elohim had formed, we already read that. So Christ spoke to the fig tree, spoke to the storm, just like Lazarus. We already went over Apple, Google, Siri. And you can imagine somebody from the Amazon jungle or from some crazy place in the mountains of Mexico where there's no electronics. And you're telling you could speak to this. Have you ever seen the videos of Scottish children trying to talk to Siri or Alexa?
Uh-uh.
It's hilarious. Because the Scottish accent is very difficult, and computers can't listen to it.
Oh.
So there'll be little girls yelling out, Alexa! And they're so close, but it's not working. The parents are laughing. Then there's another one with a voice-activated elevator, and these two Scottish people get into it. They're getting into an argument, but they're close. But it's the concept.
Yeah.
And so, let's see here. I guess it... So... When our words are in line with Yahweh's words, it's like Him giving us the password to His bank account.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bank account. Do you have a bank account? You have a tax ID number, Social Security, you can lock in, and you can see how much assets and these things. Yeah, there's a lot of authority with your Social Security number, and you don't ever share it, right? Well, Yahweh has given us things like that. Access to income, healing. And now we have to be, now what's real important with all of this in James 4, 2b and 3, it says you have not because you ask not, you're not asking. And you ask and receive not because you're asking for your own vanities. So you have to be, what is your motive when you're accessing the yod of the tongue? And if it's in line with His Word, fulfill it and keep working on it. Just like a little Scottish kid, they'll get it.
Yeah,
I think. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, Yahweh through Christ. Yeah, somebody, you guys to turn there. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1.
In our Bible or in this?
I
see.
You can do either one.
11:1. Okay.
Yeah. Somebody to read it for me.
Become imitators of me, even as I also am of Christ.
And so, you know, death and life are in the power of the tongue, or the yod of the tongue. And then for the rest of the teaching, I just encourage you guys. I wanted to read all this, but I don't think if we read the theological word book of the Old Testament over this one word.
And explain again, yod, is that the word for power?
Power. Okay. It's also hand. A lot of times it's hand.
Hand represents power.
They'll explain it's the terminal part of the arm used to perform functions of a man's will, but then it starts going into all the different ways. And instead of us going through it, I'm just going to invite you guys to read. And here's what Yahweh says about this word: and death and life are in our power. And imitate me, even as I imitate Christ. What the Apostle Paul do? He spoke, and he even spoke to people that can kill him. Why? Because he's connected to the database. And they go, curse him. I just got beat. Are you sure about that? They just stoned me. Okay, I'm going in. You can imagine Daniel. And that's where we can have this fearless faith. Faith is certainty. It's not hope. Certainty, like what Dad was teaching, is I have no doubt the sun's going to come up tomorrow. That's certainty. Hope is, I'm hoping these other, I'm not going to. And then it's also important whenever we talk about the power of the tongue, the other extreme that I have done that we need to not do is don't say anything negative. Don't say anything negative. You got to be able to communicate.
Yeah.
And so, okay, so Yahweh didn't say, be careful how you use your tongue, these other things, and don't say anything negative. No, you got to. He said these super dry bones. So it can be. So learn. So Izzy and I did that. We're learning about healing. Is that how do you communicate that I need healing? Because I don't want to confess that I have something. I don't have that sickness. No.
Yeah.
And so you might consider saying, I'm killing something. Yeah. I'm killing cancer. I'm killing a flu. I am killing it. And there's authority, but you still got to be able to communicate it. But go ahead and read the power that is inside you, but reading about the power of the tongue. And your prophecy was right along. So, Father, I thank you that you work through me, and you show us that much work is to be done. And like Vero, that we speak to the church, the 39 million cowards that don't vote, for them to wake up and to cast votes and to rise up. Because if they're not voting, then they're not doing hardly anything. But we thank you for a spiritual awakening. We speak to these bones to come together and to awaken. And we thank you, Father, for a great victory for President Trump and all the Republicans that are running, and perfect rest tonight and sleep and the peace. And I curse your adversaries. For the ones that will not repent, curse them. No rest. Thank you for these words. Know, my children, that I am waiting for you to walk out on water with me every day. When you want to know where I am, I'm walking on water, or I'm riding a cloud, or I'm speaking lightning out of my mouth, because I am your Father, and that's who I am. I'm not like a son of man. I'm not like these images of man or any kind of beast. I created these things to be ruled over, and I give each one of you an opportunity to act like your father. And how wonderful is it when a child starts acting like a godly mother or father? Isn't it wonderful to see a little child acting like a priest or a preacher or a mother? Do these things and act like me. Set the world free, and I'll work with you. You'll fall down. It's okay. I'll work with you. Amen.
Amen.